Let's start off by talking about the iPhone 12 Pro. So you've had a look at this. Now, this is the top of the range one, right?
Exactly right. So, you know, I've had it since its release. It's the most feature-rich iPhone you can buy right now. So if you get an iPhone 12 against the 12 Pro, the 12 Pro's got more RAM in it. There are three cameras on the back, not two on there as well. You're buying this for the camera. Honestly, the photos and videos on here are absolutely superb on there. Night mode, absolutely stunning. It's wonderful photos at night. The screen is really good on there, 6.1-inch OLED screen. 5G's been interesting. You just drive places, and people are going, do I need to worry about 5G? No, not really, but what happens is that if you're in an area that uses 5G, everything's going to be quicker on your phone. You're going to sound a bit better as well. Things come down quicker, and people will just start to talk about it, you know, just that bit more, so it's going to help the marketing of 5G. For people out there that think it's 5G's the end of the world, I hope your tinfoil hats don't blow off in a strong wind. Out there's still people out there like that, Darren, you know that. Battery life is the key for everything in all of these new phones. Now, it was quite interesting. When I first set up the iPhone 12 Pro, I actually transferred a whole backup of my phone onto the new one. And battery life was atrocious. There was no other word for it. It was struggling to get through nearly three quarters of a day. That's how bad it was. So what I did was I actually rewiped the phone, put on just back on my photos, my contacts, just the essential things I needed. Then I re-downloaded all my apps on there as well. Battery life back to normal. Absolutely magnificent as well. So it's a bit of it's a lesson for people out there, Darren.
Yeah, well, so why did you have to do that?
Because it was obviously a problem, one, either with the backup or with a couple of the apps that I had on the phone that were basically just bleeding the internet dry when I went on there and using a lot of battery life. So it's a bit of a lesson whether you're on Android or an iPhone out there. If you've got a problem with it, set it up as a brand new phone. Put your essentials on there, your photos, you know, your email, your documents, and then re-download all those apps that you only need on there as well. And it's like, it's like a breath of fresh air. Anybody can do it. iPhone users, Android users, but battery life back to normal on there, which is great.
Okay, that's a very handy tip. But are you going to put information like on how to do that up on your website?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, good.
I am. That'll be up there by Friday.
Brilliant.
So I'm just a bit behind at the moment, but I just thought for anybody out there, it's a really good tip.
Yeah, right. Agreed. Okay, Windows updates. Tell us about these.
Right, so Microsoft have released a new version of Windows. It's called 20H2, so it's part of their twice-yearly brand-new version of Windows comes down. But how often do you actually go in and check the updates have come down? I always like people to go in about once a month, just have a look. I know they're supposed to be automatic, but sometimes they get stuck for various reasons. You might have an infection on there. Your antivirus may be stopping them. So make sure they're working. But there's also manufacturers' updates as well. Now, HP, for example, send down updates all the time that need to be installed. I had an HP laptop in my office this week. It needed a BIOS update that HP flagged that it needed. Once we'd done that one, then all the updates came straight back down.
Right.
So HP, Asus, Acer, all of those ones offer updates as well, as long with the Windows updates. So if you've got a manufacturer's laptop, check those as well to make sure they're working, and then your Windows updates might work a bit.
Beautiful. All right, good stuff. Now, you wanted to talk about our continued reliance on USB sticks.
Yeah, I do. We've got to get off it. We seem to rely on them for everything, for transferring files, saving files. School-age children use them all the time, and I always get phone calls around exam times going, my daughter's USB stick with her final thing that she had, doesn't work anymore. It's become the equivalent of the dog ate my homework. for some kids out there. So remember, if you've only got one copy of something, it can't go on that USB stick because they can die at the click of a finger.
Mm.
People don't realise how quick they can actually die. You didn't pay much money for them. It's the impression that they last forever. So I'm a big, you know, it's all right if you've got a copy of it elsewhere, but I had a business ring me, that's why I'm bringing this up. All of her stuff is on a 32-gig USB stick. Her whole life is on it, and it stopped working.
Mm.
The odds of her getting anything back are quite remote, and it's expensive to go along and get that stuff back. So use the cloud. If she had a folder in the cloud on OneDrive or Dropbox, she could log into any computer and get it all back at any time. You don't should stop relying on those USB sticks.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why they're cheap, is because, you know, they don't, they don't last forever. They're not made that great, so... they're almost, well, you wouldn't say they're disposable, but yeah, you, people think that they will last, you know, as long as your computer lasts. They won't, no.
They won't. They will not do that. It's not the way they're made.
But, you know, the major problem, and it's particularly with school kids, is losing them. You know, they put them in their bag, they put them in their pocket or whatever, and then they go through the wash and stuff, and, you know, anyway. So the solution is the cloud. Yeah, very easy to use the cloud, and it's just there.
Yeah. It's there. Yep, log on to it, OneDrive, Dropbox, Google. It's there for them at any time, and you're not going to lose things.
Nice work, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.
Okay, you can check out Richard's excellent website. It's talktech.com.au.